From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a migrant quota plan moves forward. European Union interior ministers have approved a plan to distribute 120,000 migrants through the 28-nation bloc. The ministers adopted the proposal by majority vote. The Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania all voted against the plan, while Finland abstained. EU leaders will meet on Wednesday to consider the proposal. In Burkina Faso, army troops have entered the capital city without resistance. They are asking presidential guard members who carried out last week's coup to lay down their weapons. Emily Yab reports.
People were out and about Tuesday in Ouagadougou with only a few army trucks seen driving through the streets. Army troops enter the city overnight, but most stay inside military camps as military chiefs talk with coup leader Gilbert Diendéré. Speaking at a news conference, the general said he wants to avoid confrontation. He says the presidential guards, also known as the RSP, do not want to fight. After several days of crisis, West African mediators announced a proposed peace deal Sunday. In exchange for giving back power to the transitional government and releasing Prime Minister Isaac Zida, Diendéré and the RSP soldiers will receive amnesty. Emily Yab from Ouagadougou.
Pope Francis arrived in Washington Tuesday afternoon, beginning a six-day visit to the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama and his family welcomed the pontiff as hundreds of spectators looked on. Washington is the first stop on the Pope's visit to three U.S. East Coast cities, Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. Francis has been invited to speak at a joint session of Congress on Thursday and to address the United Nations General Assembly on Friday. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Washington late Tuesday for his first visit to the United States. He is expected to engage in talks on how U.S. and China can collaborate on nuclear energy, smarter electricity use, and other clean technologies. German auto manufacturer Volkswagen says 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with software that was designed to cheat U.S. emissions tests. It announced on Tuesday it is putting aside some $7.3 billion to handle the cost of changing the software and other expenses. Michael Horn is the president and chief executive officer of Volkswagen Group of America.
So let's be clear about this. Our company was dishonest with the EPA and the California Air Resources Board and with all of you. And in my German words, we have totally screwed up.
Volkswagen released a statement saying it is working to eliminate the deviations that allowed Volkswagen to outwit U.S. emission standards. The United Nations envoy on Syria has launched his latest effort to bring the country's political parties together for talks. Staffan de Mistura announced the formation of four working groups designed to find a political solution to the Syrian civil war. Airport officials in Yemen say President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi has arrived in the city of Aden following a six-month exile. Mr. Hadi fled to Saudi Arabia in March when Houthi rebels closed in on his refuge in Aden. Human Rights Watch has published a report criticizing the government of Egypt for an ongoing security program in the Sinai Peninsula. HRW says Egypt has demolished more than 3,000 buildings in the region in a campaign to eliminate smuggling tunnels and create a buffer zone next to the Gaza Strip. The rights group says buildings were often knocked down with little notice, leaving thousands of people homeless and with inadequate compensation. Turkey is calling Russia's rapid military buildup in Syria very dangerous. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu warned during a television interview Monday night that any military backing of Syria's Assad government by Russia would hamper efforts to find a political solution to the four-year-long civil war. The White House says it has asked China direct questions about a Texas businesswoman arrested 6 months ago for alleged spying but has gotten no answers. Spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said the case of Sandy Fan Gillis would come up when President Barack Obama meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping later this week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.